Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I don't want to bring up hurtful things, but our queen enraged with Billboard magazine, who named that artist, Beyonce, the number one pop artist of the 21st century yesterday.
Oh, should
and,
be mad.
And not your Taylor Swift.
21st century, though, you have to remember, like, that spans a bit. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce's had some unreal tours and unreal albums. I mean, this past year, I thought Beyonce's country album was great. I like Beyonce. I've seen her in concert. I mean, I am a Taylor Swift stan.
Right.
So I think, you know, let's talk in 10 years.
I mean, well, the way to put it is simple.
But you cannot change who, I mean, I guess it's not going to change the 21st century.
I think it should.
Oh, I think if Taylor Swift has another 10 years like the last five, it'll be her century.
Yeah.
You know the best way to put it? Beyonce's Brady, Taylor Swift's Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, that's a great way to put it. That is a great way to put it.
You know, unfortunately for Taylor, unlike Mahomes and Brady, Beyonce can keep doing music where Brady is done retiring, so there's a chance for Mahomes to catch him. Beyonce can
she will.
Yeah.
So but I do think in the Beehive is very strong. I consider myself a card-carrying member of the Beehive. But I think that...
Oh, you can't do both?
Oh, yeah, you can. Absolutely. Oh. But I think that it's gone more towards Taylor in the past year. Like, yeah, this was Taylor's year. Yeah, I mean, this was really Taylor's last 2 years.
It's really between the two of them, right? Is there anybody else that you think
Sabrina Carpenter's coming up. No, but...
H to the Lizzo.
No, you know who...
It's between them. The 21st century is that.
You know who could sneaky... I think if you really had to put it in order, it would go Beyonce one, Taylor would be third.
Oh.
Because second on the list.
Sexy Red.
No. Sexy Red. She's got some time. Second on the list should be Rihanna. But unfortunately, Rihanna.
What about Gaga?
No.
Gaga has she's got the whole shebang. She's an actress.
What about Ken's favorite, Shakira?
Yeah, but if you're just talking about Billboard, it's just music. I think that's the issue with Rihanna as well.
She went away to have kids.
Well, and she also has an unbelievable business.
Yeah.
Like, Rihanna's makeup line is up there with some of the best. So she's taking the focus away from music.
Right, but if you look at Rihanna's, you know, like her longevity of doing it in the music, she's just recently kind of stepped back a little bit, where if she continued it, Taylor Swift, I'm with you, she's probably having the best year ever, but Rihanna would be second. And
pretty
then
good point, though, on the new Subaru of New England text line, which is 617-779-7937. Taylor Swift writes all of her own songs.
Yep.
Beyonce does not.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't really care about that, though.
I know you don't care.
I think a lot of people do that.
I mean, that only matters to me, like, in hip-hop.
Right.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I mean,
how does that make any sense?
In hip-hop?
Right.
Because I think it's more about you're rapping about your lifestyle, you're putting pen to pad, where there are great...
you're doing the same exact thing with songwriting.
No, no, no. But hip hop is more of like a, it started out as a battle rapping thing. So you couldn't really have somebody else rap.
It's because rap is like poetry.
Right. It's just all about the words.
F3 World 313.
Right. Like, it's like when you think of some of the greatest songs out there that might have been performed by people, you know, I don't know whether it's.
I just think Beyonce's kind of overrated.
Whew.
Wow. Be careful. That sorry. Is a very strong
be
take.
With that.
Well, I just think, well,
better
just,
duck in the seaport.
The way I feel.
Songwriting, does it really matter in the music industry other than hip hop? I don't think so.
Yeah, it does.
No. Think about your greatest songs.
Yeah.
They might have not even been written by that artist, but they were performed.
All of mine are Taylor Swift. So
I have a very brief, not massive breaking news story that impacts one of you guys directly.
Yes.
UMass football has a new coach.
Okay, let's see who it is. Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Rutgers defensive coordinator Joe Harasymiak, Harasymiak.
No? Mm. All right, time for a change of culture.
According to Pete Thamel.
They just missed out on Andrew Luck.
And he's making $1.3 to $1.4 million a year.
Wiggy, you should get a job there.
No.
You don't want Wiggy on the show?
No, I do. Well, you can
I coach, but I listen.
How can he do both?
He did Brockton.
Do they have Brockton money?
Do you drive out to Amherst every day?
Oh, yeah, I always forget UMass is that far.
Yeah. They left the coaching left a bad taste in my mouth because for me it's about the kids and holding accountability.
It shouldn't get political.
Yeah, it shouldn't never get into the world
of politics. You were railroaded out of Brockton.
Yeah, so I stay away from coaching.
This is James from Fall River. What's up, James?
Hey, how you guys doing? I love your show.
As we look back on 2024, one of the better times that we had was in Fall River. In the Fall River, New Bedford area at the Tipsy Seagull.
Seagull is a spot.
What a show that was. What a show that was.
Been there many times.
Yep.
Been there many times. They've been on so long, I should get the prize. But anyway, I got a question. Why does everybody want Juan Soto? What is he worth $625 million for? What has he done? Shohei pitches and hits. And he's won MVPs and won Cy Youngs.
Well, I think in the World Series and this playoffs, he had like an OPS of over 1,000 or something like that, Juan Soto. So he was really good in the postseason. Granted, they didn't beat the Dodgers. So I think he's only, what, 26? Is he 25 or 26 years old?
Yeah. 26.
So he's one of the top hitters in baseball.
I mean, that doesn't excite you?
Yeah,
like,
well,
James, that doesn't excite
you. He does excite me. I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, and God knows they need the talent. But you could get two players for that much money and solidify other things.
Well,
now, granted,
I think
he is one of the best players in baseball, but that's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't done anything.
Yeah, I think this is the argument that baseball Brett was making on this show a few weeks ago, is that it's too much, it's all your eggs in one basket.
But it's just nonsense, and not that Brett's nonsensical. It's just they have plenty of money. I'd rather them invest in Juan Soto than the NBA team in Vegas.
Yeah.
Dodgers do it.
Right.
So, I mean, if the Dodgers
are still in on Juan Soto.
Right.
We talked about this earlier. They have $1 billion. They hit the $1 billion mark when it comes to deferred money. And they're in on Juan Soto.
And the other thing I was whispered to over Thanksgiving with the family friend who's bloated was that they print cash with all the non-baseball events at Fenway Park. None of that money is shared to the players, to other major league clubs. They use the park, and that is a cash cow. They will never sell Fenway for that very reason alone, that it is a destination for artists. It's a unique venue to see, whether it's Springsteen or who was the guy that Courtney's wearing a sweatshirt today?
Post Malone.
Any one of those guys.
What, do you think the Dodgers will have trouble selling that franchise with $1 billion deferred?
I mean, they'll sell it for more than they bought it. I mean,
it has to be whoever's assuming that owes $1 billion up till 2045 or whatever.
Yeah,
couldn't you make the same argument for the Celtics?
Yes.
Maybe that's why it hasn't been sold.
Why they're talking, the whispering on that is that the offers are not anywhere near the $6 billion that they want for it. Yes.
Because I would think, like, even with the Dodgers, right? And even with the Celtics, if somebody bought that franchise and held on to it for 20, 25 years, I feel like if you pay $10 billion for it, in 20 years, how much you think the Dodgers would be worth. I feel like it would almost look at these teams and they're, you know, forget about doubling. What did the Celtics were sold for initially 200 and something million,
225 or whatever.
And they're worth now, let's call it $5 billion.
Four and a half or
over a 20-year period, what's that percentage number?
It's a giant increase.
Right. So I mean what other business has that type of increase?
Yeah, you're not gonna lose money. It changes the scenario when they push all this money out.
Mm-hmm.
It just changes the financial scenario and whether, you know, whether you're going to make money or not in those years.
And Greg, I think you are somewhat onto something with baseball because right now, of all the major sports, it's in the most precarious position because all...
Not if they bring the golden bat in.
Oh, your lips to God's ears.
I love the golden bat.
I can just picture the 80-year-old already on hold saying, they're ruining the game. But... In general, I think a third of the 30 baseball teams are owned and operated by Major League Baseball when it comes to their local TV deal, because Bally and another national distributor of sports went under.
Yes.
So, like, teams like, it's really the haves and the have-nots. The Red Sox, Dodgers, Mets, Yankees, Cubs, Braves are really on an island. And that's going to reach a sort of a breaking point because you can't have that.
But clearly the luxury tax cap system, or whatever they call it, what do they call it?
Collective bargaining tax. Right, CBT? Is that what it says?
It has no effect whatsoever when it comes to a team like the Dodgers because they're in on Juan Soto. Like, that payroll is going to be...
ridiculous.
Astronomical.
Yeah.
Competitive balance tax.
Yeah.
I think they were in on them, but then they realized...
No, they're still in on them.
I see. I don't know if they... I mean, I know those are the reports out there. They might be in, but I think it's more of like how people would say about the Red Sox. Like, they're feeling around, but they know they're not going to be in on it when it comes to, all right, we need to now put a bid in.
Well, if you want to win and you're him and the offer is competitive, why wouldn't you take that offer?
Because they probably want him to sign there and get this money deferred.
I wonder if baseball will make some sort of a rule that bans future deals from being that way.
I would assume they would because it
feels like a loophole.
It is.
And I guess if the players are okay with it, like, I get, I mean, then maybe there won't be.
If you're Blake Snell and you don't mind being paid, you know, your final paycheck in 20 years, I mean, there's some risk there, I would think, you know, when it comes, it's like the lottery. Do you take the, you know, the payout or take it in, take the lump sum or take, like.
I guess maybe the risk might be minimal because he might be looking at it or he has the ability to pass it on to his wife or if he has any kids, like that way, where I don't know, I'm not sure if you can do that with the lottery. So maybe he might look at it and go, I got a giant piece of money coming. I've already made a bunch of money. And now when I'm done playing, I never have to worry about it.
Yep.
This is Paul from East Boston, from Eastie. And apparently Paul was your Little League coach, Wiggy?
For the White Sox?
Well, I didn't coach him actually, literally his team, but I coached two All-Star teams that he was on. Saw Jermaine grow. I grew up right around the corner from where I grew up, and it's such a pleasure to see Jermaine give back the way that he does to his community. And I think anybody, any kids that are in need.
I don't know if you've seen him recently. He's still growing outward. but yes.
Proud of it.
Yeah.
And proud of him.
I am.
Wiggy catcher?
Well.
Catcher. I was
same. Yep. Same.
I either hit home runs or struck out.
No.
Jermaine was quite an athlete as a kid growing up. And we've talked recently. He's going to help us out with a fundraiser that we're doing. And, you know,
it was honestly
so much for the Boys Club.
Yep.
It was always the fat kid who was a catcher. That's the way it always goes in Little League.
Be honest, Paul.
Can't confirm.
Paul, how long were Wiggy's mound visits?
Well, I wasn't. I wasn't doing it because I wasn't his coach on his team. But with All-Star games, he was pretty impressive for us. We never got to the finish. Keith Kachuk. Now, not to diminish Jermaine, we just didn't have that great a team completely, but I had Keith Kachuk on a team that we almost won the state championship with.
Another East Boston kid.
A couple of really, Yeah.
At least Boston.
So, you know, I just want to say that, you know, when guys like Jermaine come back and give back, and I didn't call for that, but it's my first time calling the show. I had him comment about the Celtics, but, you know, it's really heartwarming to know that we cultivated kids like that from East Boston, and he's always.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's given back, and we're very grateful for that. But I called to talk about the Celtics. I was blown away the other night with these bench guys. You know, it's what you build. It's what you work to build, to get the confidence of these guys on the bench to, you know, they're all in. And to see them come out with these four guys from the bench playing so well and pound the Hawks the way they did, like, that, to me, that was like the best part of the last couple of years for the Celtics, yeah. You know? It was really heartwarming to see that.
We were
talking
about it yesterday. Peyton Pritchard, legit sixth man when it comes to the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
He's got more threes than Steph Curry does, I think.
He's a walking bucket.
Son is fired.
I love the way his attitude is, because, like, he's proven, trying to prove to everybody.
Trash talks, too.
That, well, I deserve to be here. You know what I mean? I deserve to be playing in the NBA.
All right, we will talk Celtics with Mego coming up at 9. And when we return, the 12 days of Kris Kringle Curtismas, your chance to win big.
Huge.
Curtis is regifting.
Huge.
He's on a regifting spree. He raided the prize closet here at Odyssey, and we'll get to that and your chance to win next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.